All right. As we get started here, I'll go back to what I said last night. Against the Bengals, we made enough plays to win as a team. Last week, yesterday, of course, we didn't make enough plays across the board, and things happened to us, and we did to ourselves that it was a team loss like a week ago was a team victory. So, all right, I don't think that points to any trends. I think we're back to work. The players were great today in the meetings. They're finishing up the corrections from the tape, and then we're moving on to the Chargers. So that's where it is. That's what it is, and we're moving forward. And I think that's the mindset. And get ready to play the Chargers. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Start with an update on Jason Pinkston. Is he still in the hospital?
And he's out of the hospital now, and that's about all I can give you at this point.
Do you have to put him on IR, or has that decision not been made yet?
There's a chance. There's a chance.
After the Gordon drop, when you thought about it, that wanted the team to regroup offensively, did that play a factor at all in not going forward?
Nope. I'd do that again. I think it worked out. We punted. I had two timeouts, right, after we decided to punt the football, and we kicked it to him. It was better than 6 minutes left. At the end of the day, we had a first down with over 3 minutes left on the other side of the field, basically in the same spot we punted from, give or take a yard, with a chance to win a game we didn't. So, no, that had nothing to do with it.
Sorry to second guess, Shannon. Why not go there, though? I mean, you go aggressive on second down, you go aggressive on third down,
right,
and then you go a conservative route on fourth down.
Well, I think each decision plays off the other, and I felt like at that point there was a lot of game left. There's 6 minutes and over 6 minutes to play, and we had on defense we were doing a better job of getting them stopped, and so we just made the decision to punt it there, and it worked out. We had the ball first down, as I mentioned, at the 45-yard line with 3 minutes and 19 seconds, and we had a chance to score, and then we didn't get it done there.
I'm sorry, I did not get into your news conference yesterday. I was in the locker room.
I'd have waited for you.
I know.
You should have said something. Put your hand up.
Not missing anything, you know? For me at least. But you said that
you thought the punt should have been better on that fourth down play. Reggie Hodges seemed to think that if they just got it to, we asked him a couple times, and he said that all you guys wanted was to get the ball out of bounds there.
We wanted to kick the ball out of bounds, of course.
Does it have to be deeper? Would you have liked to have seen the ball like inside the 5 or 10 where you had a chance to really get him backed up there?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I instructed him to kick the ball out of bounds. I did not want a return to affect the game. So that's it. Go ahead.
At the end of the first half, when Arians makes an incredible call, calling a timeout with a second left, how do you not immediately go for the Hail Mary, wait for a 5-yard penalty? How is that not your first thought?
Initially it was, but here's why we didn't. You saw we got 5 yards, right? We got 5 yards, and then we went for the Hail Mary, and it's still very difficult to throw the ball in the end zone from that point. Well, maybe. But my point was, I was surprised, number one. I was surprised they didn't call the timeout initially. That's why we ran the football. They had one timeout. So when it got to 1 second, we talked about, but we were, I think, on the 41-yard line. It would have been. And so then when they gave us 5 yards, right, because they had an extra guy on the field, then we were much closer. It's hard sometimes to throw the ball from that point.
We can argue it.
But at the end of the day, all right, at the end of the day, we had an opportunity for a Hail Mary there, which we did. We're going to get him ready to play each week, and then we'll make those decisions as we get to game time whether he's going to go or not. And again, I'm not trying to take away from it, but that was the thought process. We had made an attempt to go 2 minute. I want to go back on this. We had made an attempt to go 2 minute to move the ball down the field. We got to a third down situation where they had one timeout. So I wanted to run the football to make sure the clock was running to see what they did. I was a little surprised. I thought they would blow the timeout. They didn't. They took it down to 1 second. We did not want to punt it there, and we felt like we were a little far out in order to do the rebound pass. So that's why we did it. With five more yards, you see, he still did not get the ball in the end zone.
For an interference or something anyway. If the five
Anything.
Yards doesn't matter.
Well, in my mind at that point it did. Okay.
Could you talk, Pat, about the run offense in general? I mean, if you take away that good game in Cincinnati, it's under 3.5 yards a carry.
Okay.
So
sure. We need to be better.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think rushing yards as a team is a team thing, just like stopping the run is a team thing, just like preventing sacks is a team thing, just like getting a bunch of completions is a team thing. So there's a combination of things that need to get better there.
But could you break it down a little more than that? Because I knew that's exactly what you were going to say.
Well, then why'd you ask?
I'm trying to get in the more specifics. It's almost halfway through the season, it's been the same problem now for six out of seven games. Do you have the personnel to?
I think we can be an effective team running the football. All right, and we need to do a better job of doing it. That's it. Call better plays, block better, run better. That's it. I wish I could give you some theorem that makes it happen that way, but we just need to do it. I'm confident we'll get it done this week. Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
When you look back at yesterday's game, do you think it would have made much of a difference whatsoever if you would have stuck with the run at all in the second half more than you did? I mean, do you think in that case it would have?
No, I mean we ran the ball and had some success running the ball at times, and I felt like we did what we had to do to win the game.
How long did it take you to realize in the first half there that Trent just didn't have it? You could tell that he wasn't running the way we've seen him when he's healthy.
Trent's a warrior, and Trent wanted to play that whole game. And he was constantly trying to convince me to keep him in there. And I've got to evaluate it the way I see it. And there were some things happening out here where we weren't having efficiency running the football that were no fault of Trent's, you know. But I'm watching the game. I'm watching the player, and we try to make decisions based on what's best. And he's a warrior, and he's going to be a great player around here for a very long time. And he wanted to be in the game, and I think that's important for everybody to know. But when I look at it, I want to make sure that. We consider him, his health, and everything as we move forward.
You've already obviously watched the film. When he bounces that ball outside, you end up scoring on the drive anyway, but when he bounces that ball and doesn't cut in and try to score, did that tell you right there that he probably wasn't?
There wasn't one thing. You know, I'm just watching him play. And again, as I mentioned, there were some things happening in the run game and some of what I saw in the passing game that were inefficient, that we're not Trent's fault. So
obviously you guys count on him to be, you know, a big part of the offense. You drafted number
sure.
third. The fact that, you know, he had the knee in the offseason and wasn't quite ready to go, I know he played week one, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Was working his way back in, and now he's got another thing. Do you think that's had an overall big impact on either your planning as a run offense or the ability to run the ball?
No, I think I wouldn't point to any trends right now. We're going to do what we have to do to win the game, running and throwing.
You talked about your philosophy in keeping these four running backs. With Trent going down, Monterio and Chris Obanaya were left at your disposal yesterday. When you look back on it, do you think that you used both of them enough yesterday, or would
Yeah,
you
I think so. I think so. And the player that we had up for Brandon Jackson was Travis Benjamin, who had production in the passing game. So, yeah, I wouldn't change how we did that.
Last couple of weeks that you had seen you had asked Greg Little to do some little things, and you said that you had started to see him yesterday. Was that one of the best games he's had as far as just, you know, made catches?
He made a couple.
Didn't celebrate anything after he caught the ball and just kept playing.
You all will be the judge of all that after snap stuff. I've asked him not to do that, and I just think it's important that you let your play show between the whistles. I've always felt that. And I'm glad that he had success yesterday. I don't know if one points to the other. I've seen him working extremely hard. He had the flu last week. I mean, he was less than 100% physically all the way up to the night before the game. He went out and competed well. So that's part of the process of being a pro, too. You know, playing either with injury or illness or whatever, and he battled through it and had success, so maybe he'll learn from that.
Your phrase regarding Gordon a couple weeks ago, I mean, is there light coming on there, too?
With Greg?
Yes.
I think he's, you know, he's 1 year further ahead in his development. He's played a lot of football. But if you're a first, second year guy, there's still a lot to learn. And I'm watching Greg take his work seriously. I'm watching him listen to what we are inspiring him to do, and I'm glad he had success.
The botched extra point throughout the rest of the game because he might have been able to line up the field goals in the fourth quarter on those fourth downs?
No, there was no ripple. We put those teams all out there, and we're confident that everything gets executed properly.
I just wanted to revisit for a second the Trent Richardson rib situation because you jumped back over to the end of the second half thing.
Sure.
He told us yesterday that this is worse than people think and, you know, that it's a, you know, pretty significant injury. Would you give any thought to, like, resting him through the bye week or just letting him heal?
I'm going to watch. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good follow-up, of course. You just watch him. You know, watch him practice, see where he's at physically. And if he's ready to play, he'll play. If we see that this is bothering him to the point where he can't perform, then we'll make those decisions as we go. I just really want to make the point, though, that there was a lot going on out there. It wasn't just Trent. So let's just make that point.
Anytime there's a decision that can be second-guessed, whether it's two-point conversion or fourth and one or even a Hail Mary.
It's fun to talk about, isn't
it? Right.
Yeah.
People assume, like, the best. Like, you're going to convert the fourth and one or you convert, you know,
sure,
you're going to score the two-point conversion.
Sure.
How much, as a coach, do you weigh the, you know, balance the negative and the positive? You know, we turn the ball over on the 41. You know what I mean? Or we're down two instead of one. How much is that a personal battle?
You make choices. I mean, I think that's important. And then you you do things that you think is right based on what you know. And the game, the situation, how the game is going, all those types of decisions. And you make them and you move on. You know, we botched a snap. But that had nothing to do with whether we were going to try to kick a field goal. You just keep moving on. And you try. Hey, I trust every player we put out there to do the job they're supposed to do. And then we make decisions to try to help them have as much success as possible.
Did the miss actually make you want to go for two when you scored the second touchdown?
No, it was too early, in my opinion. And, again, you can, you know.
Did you talk to Jimmy Haslam after the game yesterday?
No, I didn't. I didn't see him. We texted today.
TV camera showed him in the suite. He was pretty demonstrative after the Gordon drop and then looked upset when you guys didn't go for it on fourth and one. I was just wondering if you guys had any exchange on that.
No, I haven't talked to him about that. And I haven't watched the TV copy, so at this point it wouldn't be right for me to comment on it. Games are emotional, you know, and we all have an attachment to a team and a game, you know. I try to keep my emotions in check.
People maybe possibly can underestimate what it's like for a player, especially a young player, to miss all of training camp, and I'm specifically talking about T. Rich.
The significance of missing it?
Do you think that people, you know, might underestimate, you know, the impact of missing all of training camp?
I think it's difficult when you miss time in critical points of the year, you know, and yeah, but I don't know if you'd underestimate it or not. But he's out there playing, and that's what's important.
Pat, was there something that you saw on tape or when you think back on the game that was kind of a turning point that maybe we're missing because we're stuck on fourth and one or we're stuck on something else? Is there something that really turned the game a different way?
Well, I thought early on in the game, you know, they were moving the ball pretty efficiently. It was kind of an odd game. We had three possessions in the first half, as did they. You know, so you were looking at long drives. So that was significant. Both, I think, offenses were kind of inching it up and down the field. In the second half, I felt like we kind of did a better job on defense of getting them off the field. They obviously got a field goal on us. So I think it changed a little bit there. And then we didn't score enough points to win. I talk all the time about points, you know. So I don't know if there's any one play that was significant, but we had our chances and we didn't get it done.
Had Josh Cooper, your slot receiver, possession kind of receiver. It seems like he's kind of a good complement to what else you have out there in terms of pass catching and, you know, talk a little bit about that. I mean, you know, is he a particularly good complement to what else you have out there in the receiving corps?
Well, he had production yesterday, you know, and I think he's getting better like all the young receivers. So, yeah, I mean, Brandon's obviously very confident throwing him the football. And for the most part, he's made plays. I'm gonna try to get clarification. There's a few things in the game I'll try to get clarification on, which we do every week. You know, of course, they're for internal use only.
Are you considering bringing in a new punter? Or are you happy?
Hey, we're going to work with the guys that are here as long as they're our guys. So.
Scott, did you make a decision on this season?
Yeah, you know, I don't know at this point if we can make anything official, but we'll just see. There could be a move here. We'll see.
Offense.
Go ahead. You got more to write?
I'll be able to squeeze 20 inches. But anyway,
is that how you do it, by inches?
Yeah.
All right. Make the font bigger.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That make our jobs much easier. But,
that's how I used to do it, you know?
But it worked so well in Cincinnati, so... So I guess I'm asking, what went right there that isn't going right in these other games?
No, we've had points during the season where we've run the ball efficiently, and then there's been other time during games when we haven't. You know, I think they kind of committed to stopping the run yesterday, which is, you know, which I thought they might do, you know, because they had a tough time stopping the run the week previous. So then you just kind of work on doing other things. And then I thought for the most part we were pretty efficient throwing the ball. So
when you went into the season, did you envision, based on even what you had been through before with, you know, with Sam Bradford and Jackson and stuff like that, did you envision that you'd have more of a, you know, kind of equal Trent running the ball, you know, 50% of the time, Brandon perhaps throwing it 50% of the time? Was that kind of how you had it set up in your mind?
No, I think you do what you have to do each week to win the game. You know, and I think anything you do running or passing, you want to be efficient doing it. And so, and then when you get within the game, you know, you need to stick to the plan, and, you know, unless the score gets twisted in some way. And, you know, you take advantage of the players you have, try to do the things you can to move the football.
How did John Greco look at it?
He stood in and did okay.
A young player like Trent Richardson from himself, I mean, even after the game, it seemed as though he was pretty undecided whether or not he could have been out there more. I mean, he's going to tell you he can play. How much do you have to save him from himself at times?
Yeah, we have to trust what we know about the player, and then we have to trust what we see. And I know Trent's a guy that wants to be in there, and he's a competitor, and I think that's important. And then we also have to just see what we're seeing on the field and know how he's feeling. Based on the communication we have, and make a decision based on that.
There's so much camaraderie and communication that goes along with having five offensive linemen that have played together for a long period of time. It seemed like the offensive line was kind of coming together as a unit. How much was there any kind of negative effect that you detected from not having Pinkston in there and kind of changing that kind of, you know?
No, I thought John stepped in and it did okay. Anytime you remove a piece, though, there's a little bit of getting used to. I think that's – you got very long questions today. Huh? You kind of guided me down the sidewalk here, you know.
I just want to focus on the Gordon that play kind of emblematic of where you guys are at, that there's really no margin for error when there's that one or two big plays that have to be made, you guys have to make them?
Yeah, I think when you're fighting for inches, you know, fighting for victories, it's important you make every play. And there was a lot that went on in the game, and, of course, we're all focusing on a couple, really a handful of things, you know. And if one or two of those handful of things go the way that we all would like them to, then the outcomes are different. But that's the same in every game. I mean, like, every game you watched, played yesterday, involved a handful of things that could have determined the outcome for either team. So that's real.
A couple more guys.
What did you think of Whedon's performance when you really looked at it on tape?
I can say once again, he got better. Yep. Playing quarterback in the NFL. Did you know I was going to answer it that way? No, I mean, yeah, he didn't play any other position, you know. So, no, I saw him make some good throws. There was a couple of throws where he had a guy in his face and he got rid of the football. I think, you know, we didn't take any sacks. And a lot of that has to do with the quarterback getting the ball out. Because, you know, there were times when they got a little bit of heat on us, but it's a credit to him. I felt like he got through his progressions a little smoother. And then, just like everybody on the team, he's got to find a way to make one more play.
How do you think Gordon handled the big drop? Did you pull him aside and say anything specific?
Well, I was caught up in the game. We were deciding on fourth and one, right? So I was busy right there. No, but I talked to him. And he's a full-grown man. He understands what's going on, and he's hard on himself. And, you know, I think that tells me that got a chance to improve. And we've seen great improvement from him, and I expect it'll get better next week.
The hard hit that Trevor Richardson took on the third and one, his last play of the game there, was the way that he basically got drilled on that play. Did that tell you that it could have been potentially, you know, further?
No, it wasn't any one play. Go ahead.
After the game, he kind of put the blame on himself. There was a lot of questions about his mentality, his maturity coming into the league. Does that signify to you that all those things are, you know, that you don't have to worry about all that stuff?
No, I concern myself with all the players. But it pleases me to know, just like I stand here and take responsibility when things don't go right, it pleases me to know that they're men enough to say, listen, I screwed that up. Because that, to me, is the first part of the learning process, being able to then find a solution, and you work on getting better and you emphasize things, and knowing that they're not willing to deflect things. You know, no excuses. Next guy in the game, make a play and let's go.
Tom, that's my lead question. Usually Tom asks him, but I'm going to take the lead question. Regarding the...
Go ahead, Tom.
Is he allowed?
Yeah.
Is he allowed?
Deputize him for the...
Okay. You're not a GM or a president or anything, but you've been in the league long enough to understand, why aren't there more trades in the NFL? The trade deadline's coming up, and in every other league, the trade deadline's like a big day. But in the NFL, very rarely do we see any movement. Why do you think that is?
You're right. I'm the wrong guy to ask. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say, but there just aren't a lot of trades, you know. And I think, I don't know. It's a good question. But that is for a GM or a president for sure.
Is this a Phil Taylor activation?
Phil will be out there practicing this week. I'll give you that. I give you everything. Huh?
I don't know if you said this.
You got something right on the tip of your tongue that's just driving you nuts right now.
Yeah. I don't know if you said this specifically. Did you take Pranav because of his rib injury? Is that why you took him out of that game?
No, we were watching him play, and I'm concerned about Trent. All right? That's why.
What do you think Brandon's best attributes are?
I think he's an accurate passer. I think he has the skill and ability to make all the throws. And I see him getting better each week within our system. Neil's getting nervous over
it. Alex Smith was inactive yesterday.
Yeah.
Was that related to an injury?
No, he was a health.